Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. It's good to be gathered here this morning. It's a little chilly, isn't it? So, it's a little different than what we've had the last few times we've been outside. Just super great to start with that wonderful music. Thanks for playing here this morning, Colleen and Suzanne. And Dan's going to lead us in song too as well. We always look forward to it when Dan's here to lead us. So thank you for being here and sharing your talents and leading us in worship. We really do like knowing who's on the good side and who's on the bad side. We talked about that a few weeks ago. And so when we say these things, you know, Star Wars, the good side, who's on the good with Star Wars? It's the Luke Skywalker, yeah. And who's on the bad side? Darth Vader. Okay, good. Excellent. Sherlock Holmes, he's the good guy. The enemy is Dr. Moriarty. Okay, how about Oregon State Beavers? Who's on the bad side? Everyone. Yeah. Well, you know, in the church, it's the same way. We're going to see in our reading today that there's the good and the bad. And who's the bad? We're trained up from youth to say the Pharisees. Oh, they're kind of the bad guys. And today's gospel text leads us into a discussion of why were they so bad? And I've got an illustration here to teach this morning. So I also want to give a special welcome to those that are viewing online. We know we got more people viewing online each week in our congregation, in our community, even across the country. Welcome to Peace's Worship this morning. We're glad that you're with us. A couple announcements to share with you. One is that at the end of our service, we're going to have time to celebrate Callie Santora as our administrative assistant, the time that she served in that position. The great news is that they are with us this morning and will be with us, of course, as members here at Peace. But we want to celebrate and give thanks to Callie for her many contributions here at Peace over the last nearly 4 years as our administrative assistant. So we're going to do that after our worship. We'll have some time for cake and fellowship. We'll bring it back out here onto the patio. One thing to look forward to at Peace is next weekend you should be getting a distribution package from some of our drivers here at Peace. And in that distribution package, we'll have a gift for you, just for you to say that we miss you and we want to connect with you. But you'll also get a book that's going to guide us through our ministry over the next couple of months. That's the Red Letter Challenge Being series. Really excited about that. And it's really going to relate too with what we're going to talk about as well. That is, our foundation is on our God and who He is for us. And that settles us and centers us, and that causes us to bear fruit in our lives. So be looking for that book to come your way. It'll be on your front porch hopefully sometime next weekend. If you don't get one, call us in the office. We'll make sure to connect you with that. I think that does it for our announcements. The last thing that I just shared is we are wearing masks. The hygiene team gave me permission to, while I'm leading worship, not to wear one, and also those that are leading over here as they sing and lead us. But per the request of Benton County, masks are required for outdoor events. I do direct you to the bulletin. It has our entire worship as it is laid out, so you want to follow along for the lyrics and the readings. It's all right here in our bulletin. God's blessings on our worship. We're going to begin by rising and singing a great song, which is Shine, Jesus, Shine.